Good afternoon and welcome to Born on the 4th of July. I'm your host, Barbara Jean, and we're going to have a great guest this hour, and I'm going to introduce Joel Skousen. And as a backdrop, Joel, I'll just have to say we live in a world of piracy and torture. It used to be in my thinking that I would recall a visit to the Tower of London when I thought of torture. And it used to be that I thought of maybe Thomas Jefferson or Catherine the Great when I thought of piracy. Anyway, today is an unusual day, and we're going to talk about it. 2009, worldaffairsbrief.com. Mr. Joel Skousen, good afternoon and welcome. We'll go to a break quite shortly, but we're underway and just we're ready to hear what you have to say. Joel, are you there? Okay, we dropped him for just a minute. So what do you think about the piracy? What do you think about all of that occurring in a world that's supposed to be, you know, 21st century? I just feel like maybe there's some sort of a descent through history, and we're going in the wrong direction. So we'll get him right back online, and we'll hear him shortly. So he has the World Affairs Brief. Ladies and gentlemen, go to www.worldaffairsbrief.com, and he is the editor. And if you kind of type that in through an email, sometimes he's able to send out a brief copy to you to see if you're interested. And of course, the online information on a weekly basis and analyses of the news. So, before I opened up all these information and the things that he's talking about this week, I wanted to be sure he was online. And I guess that, pardon? Joel is with us. Good afternoon, Joel.
Good afternoon, Barbara Jean. I had to get on a landline. I don't have a good cell phone connection where I'm at right now.
Okay, we're glad you're with us. And it's a miracle how all this works. And it's always fun to say hello to you. I was just talking about piracy and torture and how in my head I had put them in certain places of history. And now we're right in the thick of that. We're sort of descending downward. But in my thinking, okay, we'll let you go with all these things you're going to tell us today from the World Affairs Brief. And we'll start maybe with drones. What are drones and what are they doing?
Well, before we get to the topic of Obama's disarmament proposal and the hypocrisy of, you know, rattling sabers and shooting off rockets at drones. Let me cover the piracy issue because it's a hot topic right now, and I'm going to be doing a brief on this next week, but I thought I would give you a little preview of this. One of the most disturbing things that I'm finding about this is that the media continues and companies continue to make it a difficult issue to arm crews. This is a very, very similar situation to the fact of gun-free zones at schools in America and other places.
We'll go to break here and we'll be right back. We've got Joel on. Don't go away.
Here's Dr. John Matt. Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-9328. 8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Mr. Joel Skousen, you're on, and you're going to talk a little bit about piracy. Okay, let's go.
Well, we're talking about the fact that we have a gun-free zone in these merchant ships that are traveling around in the Gulf of Aden and the Arabian Sea, and this is just really silly. There's two aspects of this. First of all, the crews are not armed, and it's very difficult, really, to get aboard one of these ships from a smaller speedboat, unless you use grappling lines, which climb up the side. So when they're climbing up the side, they're really at risk of being shot if the crew is armed. And so that's the first thing that must be done, is arm these crews. But it just amazes me how the media keeps saying, oh, if we arm these things, this could be a danger to the crew, this could be a danger to people, and this will escalate, and all this disarmament mentality, even about, protecting vessels. But the other aspect is there's nothing clearer than the principle that if you pay ransoms, you will give them incentives to take more ships. It ought to be just as it was in Latin America when they had the major problem of in El Salvador and Guatemala of kidnapping, which was the major fundraising aspect of the communist guerrilla forces, that they made it an outlaw that you just simply cannot pay a ransom. And that's what you need to do here. It ought to make it illegal to pay a ransom. You say, in essence, if you take somebody hostage, then you're guilty of murder because we're going to surround you. You know, especially it's very easy when the ship, you know, we've got satellite tracking. We can track these people. It takes them hours to get back to the base. You can interdict them with helicopters. You surround them and say, you know, we're going to kill you. Your only way not to get killed is to give up the hostage. But no ransom will be paid. And once you establish that, and they'll test you, but you go out and kill a few of these and actually blow their ship out of the water, and it'll stop. I guarantee you it will stop. And it has been proven many times that if you do not pay hostages and you kill everyone who takes a hostage as a criminal, especially when you can find them easily on a ship, then it stops it dead in its tracks. Now, one of the problems with this is that there is another side to the story, and that is the fact that in Europe, many of these big corporations were paying the Italian mafia to dump, to take toxic chemicals and even nuclear waste off their hands. They were chartering ships, the Italian mafia, and dumping it off the coast of Somalia, and the stuff was washing ashore. According to the UK Independent, that's really how the piracy thing started, is they started, fishing ships actually going out there and taking a crew's hostage when they would find dumpers, and holding them hostage until they paid for, a ransom for the damage that they were doing to the Somali coast. But that, of course, is long gone, and it certainly doesn't justify the kinds of piracy that's going on now. This is simply greed. There are hundreds of people eager to become pilots now. There are mercenary financiers who are essentially financing the speedboats and all of the sophisticated communications and giving them technical advice. So this has become an international criminal racket now, and it needs to get stopped, and it needs to be stopped by military power and by making it illegal to pay a ransom. Now, even though you make it illegal to pay a ransom, certainly certain corporations might still try to pay a ransom. But nevertheless, when you have given out the word that no ransom will be paid and that we will shoot to kill as soon as you take a hostage, then it's a tremendous deterrent. I mean, they take a hostage, and they're heading back to shore, and they get surrounded by and they know they're going to die. It simply stops it in its tracks.
Maybe that's too easy, huh?
Well,
cuts out the greed.
I mean, it's really hard to tell in today's world where you have corruption inside government and outside government of who's paying who and what's the reason why they're really not stopping it. But people who understand piracy know exactly how to stop this and how to stop it quickly. And that's the two-pronged attack that you need. Arm all the crews. I mean, it's much cheaper than having them being escorted by military vessels, and then you make it illegal to pay ransoms, and you say, we're going to kill everybody who takes the hostage. And it's just that simple. I mean, the United States, got a lucky shot this time in rescuing Captain Phillips because, in essence, they had three heads visible for their snipers who were close by enough to shoot at them and get headshots on them. But if only, a portion of them were visible and you shoot them, then, of course, the others are going to shoot the hostage. So the only way that you get away from being accused of causing the deaths of the hostages is to make it a matter of public policy, that it is now illegal to pay ransoms and that there is a death sentence out for anyone caught taking a hostage. And it will quit. I guarantee it. Now, whether or not the public has the courage to do that, obviously there's going to be a few that are going to die in the process. But, the current system where you continue to pay hostages and give them all these incentives to take more and more hostages, I mean, what's the lesser evil? I'll tell you, the lesser evil is not to continue the status quo because there's a hunger out there to gain the millions of dollars of taking hostages, and it's going to continue unless the world takes tough action. So, moving on to the subject of this last week's World Affairs Brief, once again, Barack Obama is speaking out of both sides of his mouth. On the one side, he's rattling sabers in Iran and shooting drones in Pakistan, or not shooting drones, but using drones to shoot missiles in Pakistan and Afghanistan. And now he's pandering to the anti-nuclear, anti-war peace lobby, crying out for disarmament. This is the same disarmament god that all globalist puppet presidents pay homage to, and it couldn't be more false and come at a worse time in American security. The Russians and the Chinese are on the rise, and Obama, just like Neville Chamberlain at the edge of World War II, is crowing about peace in our time. And meanwhile, the president continues to follow all of the globalist intervention and suppression of liberty policies of his despised predecessors. He's bombing civilian targets with Predator drones in Hellfire drones. Hellfire missiles fired from Predator drones in Afghanistan and Pakistan. Threatening Iran, spying on the American people. The spying is still going on, folks. He's invoking state secrets to keep citizens from suing government in court. That's just what Bush did. He said he wouldn't do it, and he's doing it. He's shielding U.S. officials guilty of authorizing torture. He said he wouldn't do it. He's doing it. So despite his carefully crafted rhetoric, nothing, Barbara, is changing in this country.
Well, he's even put in place some people in that department of the CIA, and I guess it's Panetta that's doing that, but they're retaining those that might be able to be brought to justice for the torture. You know, I just am shocked that someone, some, you know, mainstream journalist doesn't point that out to people. I think torture is horrific, and yet they're leaving them in place, those folks.
Well, it's really true. The problem is that, you know, Obama has said, for example, we will not let lobbyists, you know, control this administration, and yet they do. They still hire lobbyists. There are three major cabinet appointees, according to Tom Daschle, who was, you know, one of the worst of the lobbyists. And, you know, this could, and it's the same thing with Leon Panetta. Obama claims that he's going to resolve this torture issue, but Leon Panetta, you know, has been has got several people on his staff, a number of CIA officials implicated in the torture program, remain at the highest levels of the agency, and they're advising Panetta. You know, you have Stephen Capps, for example. At the time of the worst torture sessions outlined in the International Red Cross report, Capps served as senior official in the Directorate of Operations. This is the operational part of the CIA that oversees paramilitary operations and high-value detention programs, secret prisons, etc. Panetta has kept Capps as deputy director of the CIA, the number two official in the agency, and one of Capps' deputies from the period of 2002 to 2004 is Michael Sulick, and he's now director of clandestine operations. So he's de facto number three in the agency, and these were the torturers. So once again, Obama says that if we do not torture, we will not torture, and yet he is defending the very people who did this and not allowing them to be brought to justice.
And the spelling of that Capps name is K-A-P-P-E-S. Do I have that right?
That's correct, Stephen.
So the Capps. People might want to check that out, but it's Stephen Capps. And the other one was Sulick, S-U-L-I-C-K. I think that tells a great story right there, that a cover-up job. Did someone say that that was what he was good at with the Clinton administration? I'm not that certain, but that's what seems like I read, that he had been sort of a go-to guy to keep everything on an even keel or something.
Leon Panetta, that's right, and he was the chief of staff, and that's what chief of staff does, is put out fires. And that's why they've got one of the worst cover-up artists right now in the Obama administration as chief of staff, Rahm Emanuel. He's the one who said, you might remember, that we never want to let a good crisis to go to waste. We want to take advantage of it to get things done that we couldn't otherwise get done. You know, this is a tacit admission that these people are Hegelian, dialectic people. These believe in the Hegelian philosophy, which is from Friedrich Hegel, of managed conflict. And that is, you actually create conflict, you manage both sides of the issue so that you, through conflict, force people to do things that they wouldn't ordinarily do.
We'll go to break. We'll be right back.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife Frequency technology.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making using bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and, in some instances, your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Ride that Yankee Doodle horse. You have been given your weapon. When you find an Obama happy person and they're thinking everything is fine, ask them, do you approve of torture? Do you think it's ongoing? How is that going to be settled if the perpetrators of those in the know in this issue are now still in very powerful positions at the CIA? Your compliments from World Affairs Brief. Anyway, that kind of information makes for good dialogue, and let's hope America is talking. Back to you, Joel.
Well, you know, this is a follow-on to something I covered in the World Affairs Brief about a month ago, and that is when Obama was talking about when these torture memos were being released by the Justice Department, and you know the worst ones are still being kept behind closed doors, but the ones that have been released are bad enough. And he said, everyone must stand up and be brought to justice if they have been guilty of torture. He says, public officials should not be held to any different standard than ordinary citizens. And then, after saying that, he said, but I'm more interested in moving on. And you see, that's very telling. That's the same thing that Bush said. Instead of prosecuting the Clinton administration for the violations of law and the executive orders in the close of that horrible administration, he said, but let's move on. Let's not bring up any of these issues. And this is essentially proof that we're running or that we have the same people running both basic parties in the United States. But we're going to hit an onslaught of disarmament talk, and this is very, very dangerous coming up because of the fact that Russia has announced that it's going to be publicly, they've been rearming in secret for many years, but they're going to be publicly building up their major forces now, and with new submarines and other things, as well as new missiles going into deployment. Heretofore, they've been doing it in their secret underground factories in the Yamato Mountains, but now they're going to begin to do it more public. And the reason they have to do that, just like Hitler, you can do a lot in secret, but pretty soon you've got to come public because the amount of arms that you need to go to war for a third world war is tremendous. And but in any case, you know, disarmament just doesn't work. One of the secretaries of defense, you know, under Jimmy Carter said, it was Harold Brown in 1979 who said, when we build, they build. When we cut, they build. And it's very, very true. They don't stop building, no matter what we do. And, you know,
well, didn't we help disarm Russia? Didn't we go over and do their work?
Well, that's right. But it's not the kind of work that we think. For example, during the Nunn-Lugar legislation, this was taxpayer-funded program to dismantle older missiles from Russia. And we did dismantle some missiles, some older, out-of-date, leaking, they're liquid-fueled SS-18s and SS-24s, and we helped them dismantle that because it was a toxic nightmare. We paid for it, then we gave the warheads back to them. And then we even built a state-of-the-art missile warhead refurbishing plant. This was a nuclear weapons factory we built for them. And as soon as we built it, they closed it and made it off limits to U.S. inspectors so that we could know what was going on in there. So the American people doesn't know that they paid for the what appeared to be disarmament, but it wasn't disarmament because the missiles were going back to the Soviet Union. I mean, not the missiles, but the warheads. And they were being put on modern missiles. So this was just a ruse, and this is still going on. In 1991, there was a Strategic Arms Treaty, START 1. It went into force requiring reductions in nuclear deliverable missiles to restricting them to under 1,000 nuclear weapons, 1,000 missiles each deployed and in reserve by the end of 2010. The U.S. complied by removing its most powerful missiles, the MX, and reducing the Minuteman missiles to less than 500. We have about 300 now. The Russians allowed the U.S. to dismantle the older missiles that I talked about, and then they, right in the middle of the treaty, they said, oh, we're going to retain the rest of our SS-18s and SS-24s. Now, the SS-18, the Satan missile, has 10 warheads on it. It's a massive missile, and it's still operational, and they're keeping the rest of them in violation of these treaties. And so Barack Obama's talking about doing a new treaty without ever talking about, you know, holding the Russians to account. But what's really interesting is that the CIA, in its annual assessment of what the Russians have, list the numbers of Russian missiles and warheads as if, I repeat, as if they were in compliance with the treaties that they have violated. I mean, it's just ludicrous, Barb Jean.
Now, do the Congress people, or do they know this information?
Well, it's certainly available. If I know it, they can know it, and certainly the staff people who are their experts know it. But there isn't any... you know, Congress has essentially been on the road of, well, it's not broken. Let's not fix it. Let's not do anything with it. It's just kind of a dead issue. But now it's not a dead issue again. Barack Obama's bringing up more disarmament, and it's time to hold the Russians account for what they have refused to abide by. But as we know, Barbara Jean, the whole purpose of this is not disarmament. The purpose on both sides, I repeat, on both sides, the U.S. and the Soviet, is to reduce and make us more vulnerable to nuclear war.
We'll be back with Joel Skousen as we go to break. Don't go away. Call your neighbors and friends and say, listen in.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
The new world order beast is genetically modifying your food.
Genetically modifying.
Mixing vegetables with animals. And now experimenting with viruses.
Viruses.
Without a long-term food solution, you will have just two options. Starve or surrender.
Surrender.
All canned food supplies will eventually run out.
What then?
Grow your own healthy food and feed your family forever. SurvivalistSeeds.com is now the nation's largest bulk heirloom seed company.
And it's owned by a real patriot.
Big John Lipscomb.
You can now have
an infinite amount of healthy vegetables like a watermelon, a bundle of carrots, or tomatoes for a little more than a penny each. SurvivalistSeeds.com. And now you can go into business with Big John at SurvivalistSeeds.com by becoming an affiliate. See his link at SurvivalistSeeds.com.
SurvivalistSeeds.com.
Do you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt? Would you like to be out of debt in just 90 days using a system with proven and guaranteed results for over 15 years? Would you like to stop any mortgage foreclosure and have a written guarantee that would make most attorneys scream? Hi, I'm John Glia, the author of Winning the Collection Game and founder of Zero Debt in 90 Days. My Zero Debt expert system has helped tens of thousands of people.
My wife was really skeptical, but she liked your written guarantees, and I'm glad we went with the program. Thanks to your system, John, we've got a fresh start and are debt-free, and it only took a few months.
And you don't need an attorney to get the benefits of my proven system. In fact, you can keep your cash. No need to negotiate with creditors or pay a percentage of your debt. Call my experts today at 800-477-9256 and ask for free information on how you can be debt-free in 90 days without making one payment to any creditor. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
The people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice? Question mark. Ensure domestic tranquility? Question mark. And provide for the common defense and promote the general welfare and to secure the blessings of liberty? Question mark, question mark. Back to Joel. We've got lots of things to cover, and I'm hoping we can get to all of them. Good heavens, there's so much happening. So we can't have armaments. We're going to disarm, and we know that others do not. In the face of that information, we're going to keep the borders really kind of open, and we're going to give green cards to those that should be deported. And then we've had hacking. So we've got hacking on very sensitive data for utilities all coming out. We have Jay Rockefeller saying we need to have surveillance on the internet or an empowerment there. And then we have the idea of HR 645, National Emergency Centers. So I'm going to hand the mic to you, and let's go as fast as we can with the analysis of World Affairs Brief.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the new amnesty for, quote, victims of the ICE immigration raid. This was in response to the raid in Washington State and on a maintenance mechanic facility, et cetera, and find out now that Homeland Security Chief Janet Napolitano had already quietly handed out de facto amnesty to certain ones that were arrested in this raid, illegals, bending over backwards to undo the enforcement efforts of Immigration Customs and Enforcement. Washington Times reported that many of the 28 workers arrested by immigration agents last month in Northwest Washington were released, and not only released, but given permission to work cards, the green cards, in other words. I mean, this is just incredible. You not only, she claimed I'm going to review the raid. Well, she's done much more than review. I mean, talk about rewarding criminals. This is just incredible. At the same time that California, of course, is about ready to unleash thousands of illegal immigrants who have been arrested for crimes, they're going to release them from prison because of overcrowding. And, of course, the U.S. has several large camps that were supposedly built for illegal immigration, and those are going to remain closed while these people are unleashed on the public. You know, something's not right here. Let me quickly cover the issue of spies in the electric grid. I'm really not believing this. It appears to be disinformation. The government, of course, is the one who leaked this story. It wasn't the utilities. These were revelations that were really almost too good to be true in terms of, the extent. There is only one utility that has come on board with the government to kind of propagandize this thing. And they're claiming too much, too. It's the utility that said that they were getting 10,000 hits per hour trying to get into their system. I mean, it's just ridiculous, other than the fact that you would have an automatic computer trying to work through, a password procedure. There's just no way that kind of hacking is possible. But in any case, this is very surprising because this comes from a government leak, and in essence, there's a couple of theories out there. One is that the government is trying to get the utilities to buy into some very serious controls and regulations that the government wants to essentially take over the private nature of the U.S. electrical grid, and they're throwing out this disinformation about Russian and Chinese hackers supplying malware into the system to be able to take down the grid. Let me show you a couple of the things that indicate why this is disinformation. In the first place, it's widely known in military circles that Russian military tactics call for an EMP strike. That's a high-altitude nuclear weapons detonation, several of them, in fact, over the United States, which induces an electromagnetic pulse into the wires, and even vehicles get hit with this pulse, and it fries all the electronics. And this takes down the entire grid. I mean, why do they need this malware if, in fact, they're doing this? And notice as well that the Obama administration made absolutely no effort to publicly remonstrate Russia or China for this intrusion, if it were true. And if they did, it might burst the propaganda bubble about these two predator nations being our allies. So, they want both sides. They want to say that the Russians and Chinese are spying, and they are, and then they want to treat them as our allies, which they are not. But then they don't say anything in public. I mean, normally, if you had a violation of this kind of sovereignty, you'd be saying, we have demanded an apology and an immediate cease and desist from the Russian embassy. And the Russians then would have to come out and deny it. But the Russians aren't saying anything. You know, it's amazing. It's almost as if U.S. officials are whispering in the Russians' ears, it's okay, this is only for public consumption. We'll make it up to you. And so, I mean, it's just incredible that you have this kind of charges and not a peep from Russia and China responding to it. And no proof, by the way. You know, this is all just government leaks. So I think there's a, an agenda going behind this. So let me cover one of the biggest stories of last week's World Affairs Brief. And if people want to read more of this, because we won't have time to cover everything, they can get a free sample issue by emailing me at editor@worldaffairsbrief.com. And they can go to the website if they forget how to do that, tells them how to do that on the front page. But, Glenn Beck has put out a major piece of disinformation about FEMA concentration camps. And now he's turned around, or he basically has turned around. I might say this first of all about Glenn Beck. He's right about many things about government, how wrong it is. He even attacks President Bush, which is one of the few Republican conservatives that's willing to do that. But he's always on the wrong side of the conspiracy issue. As I predicted a couple of weeks ago, when Glenn said that he had postponed his special presentation on FEMA camps, I predicted that he would reverse himself and come out and bash these issues. It was on Fox and Friends a day prior to his original airing date for the FEMA camp report that he clearly implied that he'd begun this project with the aim to debunk the FEMA camp's theory, but that he had come away convinced they did exist. He told his fellow Fox friends, and it's right there still on YouTube, he says, I'm doing a story tonight. I wanted to debunk these FEMA camps, but we've now done research on them, and I can't debunk them. I repeat, he said, I cannot debunk them. Now he claims those remarks were taken out of context, that he never believed there was any conspiracy, which is, by the way, his regular pattern of behavior. And he said, well, predictably, the media starts claiming that somehow or another I believed in these conspiracy theories, even though I said a million times, you know how he's always saying things in hyperbole, a million times I don't, and I've said that for years. We are working with an independent group to debunk them or to prove them. I also said that on the air over and over again, and who listens to context? Unquote. Well, I do, Glenn Beck, and you're not going to get away with claiming misunderstanding context. I just quoted Beck's words, and the context is very clear. He said, I can't debunk them. So what did change? Well, he said several weeks ago that he was hiring independent researchers. But he wasn't hiring independent researchers. He hired the biggest anti-conspiracy outfit on the establishment media, Popular Mechanics, the ones that did the hatchet job on everything from the Kennedy assassination theory to the notoriously biased attack on 9/11 conspiracy theory. They've attacked every conspiracy theory, and their specialty, of course, is picking the weakest arguments, what we call the straw man argument, that a straw man is easy to knock down. And then they don't mention and they evade the strong ones that they cannot debunk. So it's a real interesting thing to watch how they've done this. In this show that he put out just a couple of small segments, he took apart the concept of this Amtrak station, repair depot in Beech Grove, Indiana, as being a concentration camp. And this never was charged to be a legitimate concentration camp. Linda Thompson, who's suspected to be an agent provocateur, originally made the video accusing the facility of being a concentration camp. But there are some suspicious things about the camp. For example, the big multiple turnstiles for going in and out. So what does Glenn Beck do on the program? He shows one little building which has a turnstile inside. He doesn't show the massive set of three or four turnstiles with all the barbed wire. And he says, and Miggs comes on, who is the editor of Popular Science, and says, well, this is what they claim was to keep people in. But in fact, I asked these people, and they said this was built simply to process workers as they came in and went out. And he said, they have now taken these out. The turnstiles are no longer there. Although, by the way, he still had photographs of the turnstile. It wasn't gone. But he says they've now installed punch card machines. Now, this just doesn't wash, Barbara Jean. Turnstiles like this cost many, many more thousands of dollars than a punch card machine. And how long have punch card machines been around for clocking people in and out of work? They've been around for almost 100 years. I'm just not buying that they put up turnstiles because for some reason or other, they were too cheap to buy punch card machines. And besides, we're dealing with a highly skilled technical labor crew here of working on these Amtrak. This is not, like Mexican immigrants coming in to pick strawberries. You don't need turnstiles, to control these types of employees. So even though I'm not convinced necessarily that this is a concentration camp, it certainly could be used, being that it's fenced. But it is very suspicious that you have these multiple turnstiles and no rational explanation from Popular Science about why they're there.
Well, it's so curious that his expert would be James Miggs of Popular Mechanics, who did a big job on 9/11, right?
That's absolutely true. And the Kennedy assassination and Oklahoma City bombing. He's a professional debunker. He was brought in there when there was a major change of leadership in Popular Mechanics when it was bought out by the Hearst Corporation. And, in this second episode, They really played a lot of yellow journalism here. They showed a National Guard prison training or prison training camp. And it's true, it could be used as a prison camp, but it is a training camp. It isn't actually a concentration camp. So you see, they're picking the ones that are easy to debunk. And then he shows a picture of a prison camp from North Korea, and it's labeled Wyoming. And they have a big laugh together and said, everybody thinks this is a concentration camp, and somebody, you know, just took a... Well, it wasn't just somebody. Where did the satellite photo of a prison camp, high-resolution camp, come from? It comes from the CIA. That means this was a government plant on the Internet specifically to lure conservatives into believing that there was some prison camp in Wyoming that didn't exist. It was a trap. It was set up, and here they had a laugh at listeners' expense, but all these are straw men. These are easy to dismiss, but not once did they cover the federal prison camp at Nellis Air Force Base. Not once have they covered the federal prison camp at Seymour Johnson and at Eglin Air Force Base, which has prison camps on it. A fourth prison camp at Allenwood, actually Montgomery, Pennsylvania, called the Allenwood Camp. Now, interesting enough, every one of those four prison camps, which were on the public record of federal prisons, have been removed as of 2006 from the record. But the camps are still there. Now, why does the government remove them from the record? I think it's because they're simply taking them off the books as if they don't exist, and they'll show up and be used someday, and there are other camps being built. Now, I also want to warn people that on the Internet, there are lists about, if you type in a Google search for concentration camps, you'll find bogus sites that list 300 to 600 so-called concentration camps, and most of them are bogus. Most of them are simply ridiculous. Some of them are so ridiculous because I've checked a lot of them out. But if you go to these places, you say, it's obvious, the person who put this list together never came here because this is obviously not a prison camp. And yet they don't have the real camps on there. So it appears as if there's a lot of disinformation on the net meant to provide an excuse to laugh at this concept. But clearly there is evidence that the government has funded these things. It has done a lot by secret budgets. There's a Rex 84 program. There's the National Emergency Centers Act, which was established by none other than Alcee Hastings, one of the most corrupt judges, to be disbarred from practice. And, of course, he's become a U.S. congressman. He's just the type who is the powers that be use, a corrupt man that they can get to put in legislation like this.
And that's an extraordinary bill, isn't it? H.R. 645. Ladies and gentlemen, check that out yourself. National Emergency Centers Act. And that's fairly recent, isn't it? Do you have a date on that? I don't.
Yes, that's correct. It hasn't passed yet, but it has been introduced. And, you know, what is a congressman from Florida putting up a national emergency center? Nobody does that on their own. They do that when government telephones them and says, we have this act that we want you to present. I mean, these are yes men to government. So, and of course, there is the Halliburton deal, you know, where they were given several million dollars to, or multiple million dollars to...
385
million dollars contract by Homeland Security to construct detention and processing facilities for a national emergency. Now, there are also pictures on the net of acres of coffins. These are capable of holding three bodies. They're plastic. It's just like these camp boxes. You know, you have these tote boxes that are, but these are the size of a coffin. They can hold 3 to 4 bodies in them with a big plastic lid with a seal on them. And they're stacked 20 deep as far as the eye can see in fields and things. And, you know, obviously the government is preparing for the deaths of millions of people. Now, if you were to ask government, they would say, well, we're preparing for a pandemic or something. And it could very well be, you know. But the point is, these things, why are they done in secret? Why are there railroad cars, you know, that are prison cars with handcuffs built into them? Why are there portable prisons being shipped around, which are concrete boxes that have shackles on them.
Hey, well, did you know that in Utah County they had all of these concrete boxes on the right there off from university, and an alert person was calling in and wanting to know about them, and we had someone go look over there, and they are portable prisons for sure, and that there was this desire and need here in Utah and all across the country. Shipped out of Georgia.
They were on a rail yard, by the way. You know,
yeah.
And so we don't know if they were here or they were in the process of being shipped elsewhere. But you're
right. We were told they were going to go to Vernal, Utah. Anyway, interesting. So there is something afoot, I would have to say. And FEMA, if it's under Homeland Security and we can give green cards to people that should have been deported, I guess they can do anything, right?
That's right, Barbara.
Hemp USA.
Don't be a victim of sudden cardiac arrest due to inflammation of the arterial walls. Our hemp foods are anti-inflammatory and gluten-free and can greatly benefit the health of the human body. By calling 908-691-2608 or visiting hempusa.org, you can benefit from this wonderful natural food source. Our customers are also purchasing this natural food for long-term storage, camping, survival, and emergency food rations. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org today. HempUSA.org believes that now is the time to plan for the future, and food will be your greatest asset. People spend money on all kinds of things, but our warning is prepare now for food shortages in the future. So don't delay. Call today, 908-691-2608, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Returning to the last segment of Born on the 4th of July, I would like to thank you, Joel, always so informed. I just wanted to hit on a couple of things. You talked about National Park Service grants to preserve former prisoner of war camps. That was something that was given out in 2006, I believe, $38 million. So there's that story that you focus on. Also, county family detention centers, the bids going out to counties, and also the pastors program. If you could let the listeners know about the pastors, and then your final statement on truth coming from Glenn Beck on this issue.
Well, Barbara Jean, it's let's first of all talk about the refurbishment of the World War II Japanese prison camps. This was a rumor even on the list of the 300 or so prison camps, and they were claiming in these internet lists that those camps were already refurbished. I went and visited all of them in the West, and not a single one was being refurbished. They still aren't being refurbished. The money has not been appropriated, even though they passed the bill to do so. And one might ask, though, what are they doing that for? I mean, why do you have to rebuild the entire prison camp? These things are out in the middle of nowhere. These are not a tourist attraction. These are not on the beaten path. The one in Utah is clear out there in the West Desert. Nobody's going to drive out there. I mean, I did. But it's just a sagebrush prairie right now. And I just can't see the government putting in millions of dollars into refurbishing these camps unless they have some ulterior motive. I mean, there certainly isn't that kind of demand. If you're going to have a memorial for the injustice that was done, you don't need to rebuild the whole camps around the nation. So that's a very suspicious thing. Of course, the Homeland Security program of getting government-compliant pastors to preach a doctrine to their people based upon Romans chapter 13, essentially that all government is of God, and therefore trying to dupe Christians into believing with false scriptural interpretation that all governments have to be approved of God if they exist, if he allows them to exist. That's the essence of how they're interpreting Romans 13. But in any case, there are a lot of pastors buying into this. It's very typical of people like Rick Warren, who's a very high-profile, fat, dumpy, overweight Christian minister. It's revolting to see these people claiming to be men of God and then palavering with the likes of George Bush and Barack Obama, and these people end up being untrue to their faith at some point in the future. Almost all of these big, wealthy evangelical preachers have fallen from sin at some point or another. Gives Christianity a bad name.
Indeed. And the focus of Glenn Beck, because a lot of people are very happy to hear from him and tune in every day. He's very powerful, well-paid. What do you say with Mr. Meigs as his expert?
Well, I mean, this doesn't speak highly of Glenn Beck to say that this was an independent researcher. I mean, if he knew anything about, of course, Glenn Beck comes from the point of view of debunking conspiracy, and that's exactly where Popular Mechanics, but to claim that they were either going to disprove or prove it, I mean, was a total falsehood. He would have known very, very well that Popular Mechanics never has acknowledged any conspiracy theory at all, any validity at all of anything.
And World Affairs Brief, and we're through for today. And thank you so much, Joel, and we'll have you on again real soon.
Thank you, Barbara G.
With recent